This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish, Cakes, EB, and JP. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Randolph Childress, now an analyst for the ACC Network. But he's just a couple years younger than us, played at Flint Hill, went to Wake. He's been named one of the top 50 players in ACC history, played in the NBA a while, and now, of course, an analyst on the ACC Network. What's up, Randolph?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's good up, morning.
Man? He was an absolute beast.
He was a stud.
We're
just talking about your Flint Hill squad when you had Aaron Bain and George Lynch and Corey Alexander and you. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, I got to give a shout out to Andre Jones, our friend Andre Jones, and Curtis Malone, because they helped me put me in touch with you. So there's their shout out.
All right.
There we go.
All right. So, Randolph, let's talk ACC first here, man. I know you just did the Clemson-Virginia game over the weekend, and Clemson, I think, is legit. They got to be one of the older teams in the country. They did beat Duke. Duke's only lost in the conference. Give me your take on the ACC right now. It's not a strong conference. I get it. But up top, though, with Duke probably going to be a one seed, Clemson could be a two, maybe a three. Just give me your thoughts on the ACC in general, especially up top.
I think those three teams are strong, and I think they'll, you know, meaning Louisville, Clemson, and Duke. I mean, Duke has provided health. If Duke can just stay healthy, you know, Proctor being out right now, and I think he'll return. And what is Malik Brown? I mean, what his versatility and what he brings to that team defensively, you know, is one of the reasons they're favored. You know, they're one of the teams that we think could be a national champion. So if they're healthy, and that's a big if, coming down the season with two starters that are not in the lineup right now. They played Wake Forest tonight at home, and, you know, it was a desperate game for Wake. So that's the only thing I think that's kind of we're questioning with Duke right now is the health of that team. Louisville has just been – I think they've been outstanding. Biggest surprise, I think Pat Kelsey will win National Coach of the Year. I'd be surprised if him or Dusty May that win that award. Just fun to watch, defensively tough. But I think the team that nationally that no one's talking about is the Clemson Tigers. I think this team's – I had them – again, we talked about that Saturday morning.
Right.
Balance, really experience. If they can get Victor Larkin playing well the way he played against Duke, and the way he's played at home on the road. And I think the other guys, Chauncey Wiggins with them, is if he can just turn his motor on and leave it on. Clemson made it an elite eight run last year. They have the depth and the talent again to make another run and could be one of those sleeper teams that I think that could beat. That wouldn't surprise me if they ended up in San Antonio.
Randolph, if the Wizards get lucky in the NBA draft lottery and get the number one pick, I mean, they've got a good shot at it at this point and are able to select Cooper Flagg from Duke. Talk about the sort of player that they'll be getting. I mean, he leads Duke in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. He looks like overwhelmingly the number one overall pick. What would the Wizards be getting if Flagg winds up here?
You know what he is? He's a throwback guy in the sense of he's not your modern jack a ton of threes. I mean, he's super competitive. You get a guy that will he'll get better and better. And you probably will need to surround him with guys like that. He won't accept losing. I think he's a guy that when he comes in, there's a lot of veteran guys. Even with Sar that's there now, he'll compliment guys like that. He'll make those guys better. He's 18 years old, and he's constantly improving. He's made a significant jump from this year, the beginning to what he is now. You need more than one guy. Like I don't think he's like sometimes with him. I think generational talent is being thrown around. You hear that word thrown around a lot with him. I think generational talent is more like a Victor Wembanyama, more like maybe a Kevin Durant or even a LeBron James, like just something we haven't seen before. But what he brings, without question, he's a talented player. He's a super competitive kid. He's fun to watch, and hopefully they're fortunate enough. I'm cheering for the Wizards. It seems like in my lifetime they just have not been a very good team. And so
that's accurate.
No one knows that better than you guys, yeah. Right? And I've often wondered that. I've often asked that. I've often wondered, and I've been cheering for the Wizards for quite some time, and we just seem to can't get it right and get it to a championship level. And I've never understood it because, you know, D.C. is such a great city. I just wonder why we can't get free agents, and you know, you never know what's going on and why, you know, that hasn't happened yet. But in my lifetime, and like I said, I'm 52 years old, and it's been a while. It's been a long time.
Do you live in the D.C. area or down in Charlotte?
No, I live in North Carolina. I haven't moved. When I've moved away, I would never move back for the traffic. I love it there. My family's still there. My best friends, my brother, everybody's still there. I got a ton of family still there, but you guys can have it. My money spends a little better in North Carolina. I like the weather. Like, this is a nice 60-degree day here today. I got to watch some film, and then I'm going to go to the range or something like that this afternoon. So
smart.
That and the traffic, I can deal with that south a little bit better. Right,
I hear you. All right, so let's switch off the ACC and talk about the Terps. They get a win over Penn State on Saturday, early game, early tip. Penn State, not a good record, but every time teams go to Penn State, it just seems like they play them tough. Maryland comes away with a 4-point win after how bad they were offensively against Michigan State. You know, I'm thinking 5 seed. Maybe that's too high. I don't know. Your thoughts on that? Derek Queen, who had 23 and 6 boards and 4 steals in this game against Penn State. The problem with Maryland is, and I know you know this, Randolph, they have 0 bench. They literally get no production off the bench.
And I think ultimately that'll be their downfall. It's not doing that, but that's top 5 is scary. And if they can get any production from their bench, as you just mentioned, they didn't get any points from their bench this weekend. And it's hard when you play, you know, when your starting 5 plays 30 minutes a game. But listen, this is a year for the Terps. They needed to have it. And credit to Coach Willard and these guys and his staff for getting it done. They'll be a top 5 seed. They'll be with a freshman like Derek Queen. He's been fun to watch. I had a chance of calling his game in the Jordan Brand game. When you see his talent, he just knows how to play. He just doesn't fit what people are talking about because he's not a high-flying guy. He's not an above-the-rim athlete. But he knows what he is, and he knows how to play the game. And as his jump shot improves, he'll be a heck of a player.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fun to watch. And I think that with their big hand, Julian Reese inside it, with the backcourt of Rice and Gillespie and Miguel, these guys will be they'll do well. I expect them to win a game or two. It'll be great to see them. Like, I'm always cheering for those guys. Between those guys and Georgetown, I'm always just home for me. So I'm always cheering for them. I would like to have seen Cooley with a healthy roster to see what he could have done with that group. I think next year will be a big step for them. I think next year Georgetown will have the type of year that Maryland has had this past year. So I think things are boding well for the home team.
Okay. Curious, going back to when you were recruited out of high school and you seemed to be such a big fan of Maryland and yes. Georgetown, why'd you end up where you did, and did the locals go after you hard?
You know what? For me, growing up there, it was Georgetown and Maryland. We're in my Final Five. Ultimately, Charles Harrison, shout out to Charlie Moe. He's no longer with us, but he was my childhood basketball. He was my guy. He's my closest friend at the time. And we played. He went to Curl, ended up going to Curl as I went to Flint Hill. And he commits to Georgetown. Mm. And that was kind of, you know how scholarships are. They want one point guard. Charlie Moe goes there. Charles Harrison goes there. So when he goes there, I was leaning toward going to Maryland. There was a bunch of us talking about going to Maryland at the time. And I remember the all-Met group of guys at that time, Dickie Simpkins and Mike Smith and a few of us were entertaining it. And then that was the year that Will Wade and they went on probation. So
right.
I was really considering it. Will Wade called me. Gary Williams comes in and he calls Stu Vetter and they get me on the phone and he says, "Hey, we're banned from TV for 2 years. I think you got a chance at making it. And I don't think Maryland would be the right fit for you." Mm. And so it was just like, okay, so that was out of your question. And in going to Flint Hill, academically, my grades just shot through the roof. And I thought, hey, if I wanted to do well in school, I needed to go to a smaller school. So Maryland and Georgetown were my Final Five, and then it was North Carolina. And then it was Wake Forest because it was the smallest school in the ACC. And then it was Seton Hall because it was the smallest school in the Big East. And at that time, this is the old Big East. And I just thought academically I'd be able to graduate at that time. We didn't think about, you know, the one and done and any of that stuff. That wasn't even in our mind back then. We were just happy to be the first person to go to college in your family and graduate. So, and I chose Wake. It just fit between those two. I wanted to get away from home at that time, to be honest, and Wake was drivable. Seton Hall and Jersey was drivable for my family, and, you know, the rest is history.
So that's Bob Wade. Will Wade, also shady, both of them.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Bob, you're right.
You're just thinking NCAA infractions and confusing them. What kind of NIL money do you think you and Tim Duncan would have made together?
Millions.
Gosh. Thanks for correcting me on that. I'm sitting here laughing, talking about Bob Wade, Will Wade. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. I'll tell you what I do know. I know I wouldn't have finished my career at Wake Forest. I don't think that would have happened. I would have bounced.
You would
around
have. You ended up to the SEC.
In today's time, yes. Yeah. Back then, it could have been Big East. It could have been, you know, ACC as well. This thing is changing. This game is evolving and changing at a rate that. So I don't know who's going to police this. If we don't get some really like the federal government doesn't get involved in this, I don't know where this is going. It's tough for everyone. I mean, free agency part of it. I got a call yesterday, guys, from a school, from a player that has transferred a couple of times, not four, but he's transferred a couple of times. And they're asking me to call a young man so he can graduate from school. And, like, that's the part of it that's getting lost in all of this as well. I mean, I know it's a lot of money for a kid, but these kids are 19, 20, 21 years old, some a little bit older. They have no idea that when they get to our age, most of them will not do anything that with that money that's going to benefit them when they get older.
Right.
And for some of them, this is the most money they'll ever make. And it's unfortunate, and they're not graduating. You know, they're not graduating, and it's that's going to come back and bite a lot of these kids in the behind. And I wish their parents would understand that they should and help some of these kids make the decisions. You got to get the money, and I'm all for it, but you got to make sure that they do at least graduate from school because this is free agency right now. Like this is the best job right now in the world is being a college athlete.
Right.
Because there's most of them are not locked into deals. You're a free agent. And every year I get to say, all right, you know, today's price isn't, you know, yesterday's price. Hey, pay me.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll come down and max out the transfer rule? So you can transfer 1 year. All right, you can go anywhere in the country, and you can play the next year. Once you transfer the second time, you got to sit out a year. Do you think that would help?
I actually asked this question to Baker, you know, and I said, hey, we had a seminar with ESPN, and it was right before the college basketball season. And I thought one thing that would help, a quick fix, would be adding the rule that we had before. If you're in school as a junior, then I felt as though if you transfer out your junior year, if you graduated in 3 years, you're free to play and go in 1 year. If you transfer as a junior, then they should, if they're not graduating, then they should sit out. That right. way, that school gets them for 2 years, and you can graduate. You can't transfer into a school and get a degree in 1 year. Like who does? No institution is allowing you to do that. And so when you see these kids transferring every year, it's happening at an alarming rate for some of these kids. And we all know once you get into the real world and you got bills to play, taking a full year off to go back to school, how many of us are afforded an opportunity like that where we can do something like that, even if we wanted to?
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. That's the issue that I have with that. And it's just a lot. Yeah. It is really a lot, and I don't know what they can do.
I mean, when you look at just the rosters, especially in the SEC, I mean, the fact that some of these kids are on their third school in 3 years, I mean, it just makes it harder to follow because you kind of lose track of where they are until maybe, you know, March Madness comes along and conference tournaments. But I would totally agree with you. They got to change something there. Hey, real quick before we let you go, we didn't get to the SEC. The Tennessee-Bama finish was unbelievable with the half-court shot winning at the buzzer. Can anybody beat Auburn? That's the question. How is Auburn beat in the tournament?
They've got to be the favorite, right? I don't know how. I think they're the most complete team in college basketball. They are. Couldn't they lose one game? They could.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know who beats them. Even a team like Duke, I think defensively is on par with them. They did beat them in Cameron. The guard play out with shift toward Alabama, I think. As much as I enjoy watching Duke, I think both of those teams right now, we talked about Duke being a little banged up. I don't know. Auburn this year reminds me of UConn the last 2 years.
Wow.
They just look like the best team in college basketball. They've been able to dominate, even in losing Jannai Brumman, you know, for a little while. That team is deep. They're well coached. They're guard play front line. They have everything that you need. And honestly, I don't know, unless it's a Duke, there's only like five, probably like six, seven teams I think can win it. And they're one of them, but they're at the top of the list by far.
Talking to Randolph Childress, now ACC Network analyst. Hey, can we do a little rapid fire? I'm fascinated by some of the guys you played with in the NBA. You were with the Blazers for a couple years. Just first thing that pops into your head when I throw in these names. You played with Kenny Anderson.
Wow. Kenny came in late. It was fun playing with Kenny. It was different than Ross Strickland. So Ross Strickland was my guide, and Kenny came in. But obviously a great player. It was fun to play with Kenny.
How about Rasheed Wallace?
I've known Rasheed since college, so it's been funny. But we're close to this day. I different personality for me. I don't get the perception of him. Just a stand-up guy, one of the best guys you'll ever meet.
J.R. Ryder.
Oh, wow.
What's he doing now?
He is. I haven't seen JR in a while, but was one of the funniest stories. If you let me tell you the funniest story, yeah. I got to tell you this about JR. I know it, but so you know how JR was. He was an interesting character back in the day. So we're in the locker room, and PJ Colissimo is the coach, and the game starts at 7:30. So we meet at 7:30, then we get ready to go out for the game, and we're sitting there, when you come in the locker room at the time, the way the locker room was important, you were at the end, and PJ was at the other end of the room, and chalkboard writing stuff up. So at 7:30, being late was just normal. You know, it wasn't as televised as it is now. So JR comes in at 7 o'clock. He's walking in, and PJ's in the middle of talking to the team, getting us ready to go out, warm up, and the door opens, everybody looks. And no one says a word. And JR walks past everybody. He has shopping bags in his hands. He's got like Saks Fifth Avenue. He's got all these shopping bags. He went shopping right before the game, and he's walking in. He drops his bag, and PJ looks at him. He goes, JR, man, I mean, it's 7 o'clock, dude. What the hell? Gets dressed, and then P-Day doesn't start it, but he still goes out and has like 25, 26. It was the funniest thing in the world. But that's how I think of JR. Like, he was just funny, and, you know, things happened back then that, you know, everyone didn't know about. We didn't live in social media time, so it was hilarious to see.
That is funny.
He's a great player.
That is funny.
20 a night.
All right, man, we got to let you go. Hey, fantastic conversation, great insight, great stories. Let's try and get you on again before the brackets come out, if that's possible.
Sounds good, guys.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Randolph.
Thank you, appreciate it.
You're the man, bro.
All right, good.
See you, buddy.
Randolph Childress.
He's great.
He was great college basketball player.
No, 100%. He was an absolute stud.
ACC tournament.
He's before your time,
though,
these.
Yeah. I'm sure I didn't watch Wake Forest in 95.
Well, you were a kid, right? How old were you?
Dude, I was watching Terps with an X-ray hip, and Johnny
He's
Rhodes were going think. Up against Tim Duncan. And
he's been around a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been around X-ray the block. Hip.
He's an old soul. I know that.
I believe X-ray hip became a Globetrotter.
He
did didn't
for
he?
A while.
He was a Harlem Globetrotter.
It's a paycheck.
I don't remember that. Maryland 5, Dwayne Simpkins, Johnny Rhodes, X-ray hip, Joe Smith. And Keith Booth.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Good memory.
Yeah. Hey, I played one-on-one against Johnny Rhodes for a bit for Junk's TV.
I'm guessing Johnny Rhodes got the better of you.
Oh, it was almost impossible to get my shot off.
Of course.
Almost impossible. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we've been talking a lot about Deebo Samuel. Does the move improve their odds of getting to the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington Capitals have re-signed goaltender Charlie Lindgren to a 3-year, $9 million contract extension. Senior Vice President and General Manager Chris Patrick announced this today. Lindgren established single-season career highs in games played, starts, wins, and shutouts in 2023 and 24. Also breaking news from broadcasting, Masson dispute between the Nationals and Orioles is resolved. The Nationals and Orioles jointly announced the final resolution of all issues related to the Masson dispute. That means the Nationals get their TV rights back for next season. I'm Byron Kerr on The Fan.
There it is. The Masson deal.
That's a
massive. It's been a thorn in the side for the Washington Nationals
forever.
Yep. I mean, part of it was Angelos created that deal to allow Washington to have a baseball team, but many years later, it's just been a thorn in their side, and it's coming to an end. So their games will be on Masson this season.
Yep.
Then the television rights, the broadcast rights to Washington Nationals games, there'll be a free agent.
Free for all.
Yep.
Well, I think it just seals it. Ted's going to buy the team now.
It makes sense. It just makes all the sense in the world.
Sure.
That he would buy the team because that's the one thing that was
that he's wanted.
He's wanted, and that's probably why he didn't throw the offer that Lerner wanted.
Right.
Because he was restricted. He was restricted with broadcast rights. So now that they're going to be a free agent next year,
162 baseball games fills up your TV calendar pretty quickly.
It does.
Fills up a lot of the inventory. So I'm sure Ted would be interested.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nationals had been in like these legal disputes too, mm-hmm. with the Orioles, where they asked a court to affirm a decision by an MLB committee to award them $320 million. And I remember like a year ago there was some lawsuit that was settled, and I thought it was settling the whole thing, and it was just for like money owed
mm-hmm.
from Masson, I guess.
From
the
like previous seasons.
Yes.
Like every few years they kept doing that.
So look, we don't know. Lerner recently said that he wasn't looking to sell, but one of the hiccups was this Masson deal. So if that's resolved, Ted can go in there, but others might go in there too.
No, but he'll upend them all. He wants it. He's desperate for it to be on Monumental.
I would think so.
It's a no-brainer. I think it's over.
Monumental Sports, they air us every day, and they have the Capitals and Wizards and Mystics, but baseball fills a big hole.
Certainly does.
Games every night.
Not to mention.
In the summer.
Yeah. Well, and spring training games.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. We kind of always heard that they're close, they're inching closer, but it never happened.
So props to, because from the Orioles side, you know, they've got a new owner in David Rubenstein, and he, I guess, has been a lot more cooperative than the Angelos family.
Right. Well, that last one that you talked about, is this number right? So Chelsea, I'm sure it's
the $326 million.
I mean, it's crazy. So they were awarded $320 million by the Orioles, essentially. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
They probably want to stop doing that every 3 or 4 years.
I mean, it's a 5-year period or 4-year period of time that they felt like they weren't getting the money from Masson, I guess, or from the Orioles.
No, it's something that was hanging over the heads of both franchises for decades, and now it's finally in the rearview mirror. It needed to be resolved.
Well,
like
now
5 years ago, it needed to be resolved.
It might make sense, too, now, because we thought this was going to be an offseason of more moves. Mm-hmm. But with this winding down now, that's probably been in the background for a couple months. And they're like, let's hold steady, let's get this, and then we could figure out where we are.
All of us wanted them to make free agent moves, and I think that they needed to make free agent moves, splashier moves. I did think Lerner did make one point which resonated with me, which was, I'm not going to make a move. It's just going to mean 2 or 3 extra wins.
Right.
So who was the guy that they whiffed on? Christian Walker?
You can make that.
Well, they
you
didn't whiff on
him.
He pulled the offer off the table.
Right. The thing is, you can make the offer because like when you look at people.
But would
like,
Christian Walker have changed the trajectory of this team?
No,
they wouldn't
but it's
be
multiple,
better.
Though. If you make 3 moves, then instead of being 2 games better, you're 8 games better or whatever.
No, I think if you're a Nationals, if you're a fan of the Nationals, this is great news. We'll see how it plays out here over the coming months. We're just speculating. Will it mean that Lerner will sell the team? Does Ted come in? Ted has expressed interest. Will other suitors come in? It just opens the door for all of it. And I think you're right on future free agency.
It's also interesting that Chelsea's reporting that, you know, how everyone is like cord cutting and everything else. So these rights are different now than they were. Mm-hmm. Masson in 2018 had 5.6 million subscribers. Now that's basically been cut in half.
Mm.
They have like 3 million.
Yeah, it's a much more fractured landscape now.
Well, baseball lost their deal with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, baseball is not in the best of shape. Was Amazon looking to get in the mix for baseball?
I know Apple TV definitely Amazon, has a package Apple, with them.
Amazon's looking to get in mix with, they are in the mix for NFL, but
right.
more games, mm-hmm. more of a regular schedule. The early games or whatever, you know, the 1 o'clock games.
And then the lingering news, which led off the breaking news, mm-hmm. kind of surprised at that. That this, you know, it's just my own perception. Caps fans might be different. Logan is clearly the number one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Chucky's clearly the number two. And I always feel like when he's in the net, they have a far lesser chance to win the game.
But I think
you didn't think that last year.
Last year, no. He was a stud.
I think Carberry likes the setup. I think he likes this setup. And yeah. Look, they got Logan Thompson re-signed to a long-term deal. He's not making top of goalie market money.
Okay.
So I'm guessing they're feeling like, no, he got a nice raise. Don't get me wrong. Like he went from like making like 900K, I want to say, to I think his new deal is like $5.5 million or maybe a little bit more per season. But it's not top of the goalie market money. So now they feel like, okay, we've got a good 1-2 complement here. Lindgren's the two. He'll be making $3 million per season on this new deal. We keep the status quo. We like the way these, you know, like we like the platooning system.
Right.
So
and essentially they're paying their goalie $8 million a year.
Yeah, something around that number.
And they got two good ones.
Eight and a half.
Yeah, I actually like it because I did not like kind of like locking in one guy for 6 years because these guys are so mercurial mm-hmm. year to year. So now at least you know you've got two competent ones.
Right.
And maybe if Thompson struggles, whatever, next year, you got Chucky right
yep.
there.
I like
How old
it,
is Lindgren?
I have to look up his age. I'm not sure.
Thompson's
exactly.
27, 28.
Hmm.
And he did sign that $35 million deal for 6 years.
Lindgren was born in 93. So that makes him 31 at this point. A few years older than Thompson.
Why don't we do this? We got people who still want to chime in on the Debo deal. We got to do the Ovi tracker mm-hmm. and the prize.
Do
we do those when we come back?
Yeah, we did want to talk about the odds. The odds apparently have unchanged. Not changed.
What?
Unchanged
surprise.
Odds.
So Ovi?
No.
In other words, Debo.
Oh, Debo.
Tebow's not improved the Commanders' odds right now.
Well, I mean, it just happened.
Yeah. They haven't digested it fully yet.
But you know Vegas changes things.
So it's a good time to get in. If you think it changes our odds.
If you think it improves their odds, sure.
Yeah. Look, it's just the first of many moves, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what. You got to see what Philly does, what the rest of these teams do. I mean, as a wacky, you know, the one caller who said that he was watching Get Up, Mike Tannenbaum had something that the Rams. This was just kind of his bold prediction that the Rams would swallow the Deshaun Watson poison pill to be able to get Myles Garrett.
Ooh, that seems like a big pill to take on to get Myles Garrett.
So we'll see the other swings. Look, the Commanders took a big swing.
Mm-hmm.
You got Debo Samuel now. These other teams may be doing the same thing too. Philadelphia is rumored to go after Myles Garrett. So we'll see how it all plays out. All right, we got the Ovi tracker next. Here are the Junkies. All right, so the Caps are in the midst of a losing streak, but that mm-hmm. doesn't stop the great one from scoring, Cakes.
Right, time for Chasing 895, brought to you by Main Street Bank. Alex Ovechkin scored. The Caps only go on a 3-1 home loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning in a Saturday matinee at Capital One Arena, bringing him to 884 goals in his career. He now sits 10 shy of tying Wayne Gretzky, 11 away from the record breaker. Ovi has scored 8 goals in his last 9 games, and he'll have the chance to add to his total tonight as the Caps host the Sens at 6:30.
Coming back near side, Roy. His shot blocked by Gergensen. Roy gets the rebound and trying to get the shot away. Ovechkin shoots and scores! And the Capitals are on the board, and it comes from Ovechkin between the dots. Goal number 8
That's John Walton, of course, with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Just a friendly reminder, 6:30 puck drop tonight. A little unorthodox time, a little early.
Coming up shortly, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. You want to hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines?
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. Hey, Pat, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, Pat?
What's happening? What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, I'm happy the deal for the Nats, but it sucks for me because my local cable probably won't have Monumental, and I'll miss all the Nats games because I'm a Nats and Orioles big fan. And as far as the Debo Samuel.
Well, let's make this clear. We don't know that the Nationals will move to Monumental in a year.
We don't know exactly where that's going to happen.
I mean, it's a possibility. It makes sense, but it's not legit.
They're going to take the highest bid.
Yeah, I hope they, for my sake, because I like watching, both of them. But get back to Debo Samuel, I think it's a great, great deal for the Commanders. If this guy stays healthy, man, it's no reason he can't put up 75, 80 catches, probably 10 touchdowns, because they can use him in so many different ways. And I think it's a great, great move because, like I say, you give around the fifth pick, and they'll probably trade Allen or one of them and get a fourth-round pick for them, so they'll get the pick back. So
I doubt you're going to get that high of a pick for Allen.
Situation.
What did he suggest?
Right. Thank you, Pat. Fourth-round
pick.
Appreciate the call.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
I mean,
buddy.
If Debo has 80 catches and 10 touchdowns,
that's a little high. But
yeah, I think that's the real high range of his outcome. But, I mean, that would be fantastic. You know what? How about 55 catches and 7 touchdowns.
I'll bet over 55. I'll bet over 55.
Let's try to get there.
I think he's got a lot to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be fired up.
55 is a good number, man, because he's thought of as one of the top wideouts in the league, but he doesn't have he never has a ton of catches. Now, part of that is probably because the Niners ran a lot.
Well, they not just that, the but they also have a lot of weapons they can
right.
throw to.
It spread it around.
Yeah. And look, I mean, maybe Jaden's going to have a bunch of weapons too. I mean, he's got two legit receivers. He's got a good back he can throw to. But I still think that if he plays 15 to 17 games, mm-hmm. he's going to put up really good numbers.
I think so too.
I really do.
As long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's go to Gary.
Hey, yep. Gary.
What's going on?
Hey, Gary. Good morning.
Hanging in there. First of all, Debo, he's okay, but he ain't going to help. He don't play defense. And as far as about the draft, they got to get secondary. They got Benjamin St. Bust.
No, he's
and
gone.
And Sean Latherstring.
Thank you for the call, Gary. I'm not vibing with him just because he's very anti-offense. I can't hang with that guy.
I understand his larger point. His larger point was what doomed this team was not offense.
Sure.
What doomed this team was the defense.
Yeah, he's right. Look, I've said this before. I don't know that secondary is a top priority because they're going to run it back with Lattimore. Whether you like it or not, they're running it back with Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
And they drafted Sanistrill, and he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's urgent.
You know how you make your secondary better? Better up front.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a no-brainer. That's common sense. I think that's where you'll probably see. That's where I think that their focus will be.
Well, and then the caller said that he doesn't play defense. Okay, well, they're not done yet. The roster isn't set.
Right.
They're going to add defensive players.
They're so far from not done, they're barely started.
Barely started. They're going to add defense.
They've done nothing.
Promise you that.
Right. They made one move.
They've
done nothing.
They have the whole stretch of free agency and the draft.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win those Dierks Bentley tickets. EB, you'll like these news.
I like this news?
This news.
All right.
The Cleveland Browns are in the market for a veteran quarterback, and all one right. player who is reportedly on their radar is...
Jameis Winston.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, I mean, I don't care. Why does everybody say that? I wanted Carson to succeed here. Now,
Man.
He's a nice kid.
He doesn't care about him anymore.
I don't care about him.
No. I mean, if that's their plan, that's the biggest... tank in broad daylight I've ever heard of.
Well, they may draft Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, that could be the case.
And they still have Deshaun Watson.
Well, he's going to be banged up.
Yeah, I mean, he tore his Achilles again. He's not going to be in the mix.
It just sounds like they just want a veteran quarterback in there to groom a young fine. Quarterback.
Jeremy Fowler has a couple of potential dominoes. And we're 1 week away from the madness.
Love it.
Next Monday is when the tampering starts. Free agency
officially. We love
free agency officially, like all the news is the 12th. So Monday.
Is Monday when all the agents are tweeting about
Monday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
It's on.
Adam Schefter will just say they've already agreed to a deal.
Yes.
Even though it's not official yet.
I think it's 4 p.m.
Just like the Debo thing's not official until. Yeah.
No, Monday is going to be the crazy day.
12th. Might be the 12th.
They say here's a few quarterback dominoes, Jeremy Fowler. Steelers leaning Fields, which means Wilson will be bye bye.
Yeah.
Says. Giants spent a month on Stafford, got close, now gauging their options. Not everyone in the league is convinced that the Falcons cut Cousins. Carson Wentz on the Browns radar, and Daniel Jones in the mix for the Vikings.
It's just some desperate teams.
If you're the Vikings, you just drafted J.J. McCarthy. Now that makes sense as a backup. Yeah. If you want to bring J.J. McCarthy starts, Daniel Jones, you're the backup. We say bye-bye to Sam Darnold.
Or Daniel Jones starts the first few games because McCarthy still needs time to heal. I don't know where he is in terms of his
I think he should
recovery.
Be fully healed.
I mean, he's not
I'm
the
sorry.
Future.
I'm just tossing the ball to J.J. McCarthy.
What was J.J.'s injury? Was it ACL?
No, he
I'm trying to remember what it was. I'll just look it up.
He had his shoulder or something?
No. It was he had a meniscus.
Oh, that's such a wuss. That's such a wuss injury.
He had the repair, and then I think he had another surgery to maybe clean it up.
Oh.
But it was meniscus.
All right, that's not a big deal.
No, he'll be fine.
Caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with those tickets to Dierks Bentley. Broken Branches Tour, Friday, July 11th at Chiefs Lube Live with special guest Zach Top and the band Lula. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
But this is the reason someone asked me yesterday. He goes, are you bitter that Debo got traded? I said, no. I said, the Niners, he wasn't in their long-term plans anymore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to get out of there. And I said, they also have to pay Purdy. They're going to have to pay Purdy, you know, top quarterback money. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, he's terrible. I said, well, he's not the best, but he's not terrible. I said, if you're just a decent quarterback, you're going to get paid.
Right.
That's how quarterback starved mm-hmm. so many teams are. Just look at
the way it works.
Just look at the names we just threw out.
Yep.
And if you are a decent quarterback, you're going to get paid. You just are.
Hey, EB, is this the domino Debo coming to the Commanders that would finally get Jason to jump ship from the Niners to the Commanders?
He's losing his steam for the Niners. Maybe. But I don't know.
Maybe we're sensing weakness.
He doesn't really like any of the locals.
Now the Cakes,
maybe the Cats.
Now that Cakes was baptized a month ago, he's like, are we going to finally get him?
I got to throw a wee on it.
Yeah, but you're not going to.
You're front and center now, Commanders.
when he got baptized.
I punted away
stage.
The Raiders. Something that's been known for years.
I know, but he just didn't look like he was too into it. I'm sorry.
Really
even though he got baptized.
You didn't buy it.
No, I didn't buy that.
You thought it was like a false baptism?
You thought it was faux.
Because
you thought it was fake.
If he's going against Jaden Daniels in fantasy next year, he's going to be rooting against them.
You will never root against Jaden Daniels,
no,
will you?
No, he's too... too near and dear to the ticker.
Will you ever root against Terry McLaurin?
No, of course not.
If he's playing against him in a fantasy football playoff, he will.
Even in a fantasy football playoff, you're not going to root against
big
him.
Big money league.
Of course I'm not going to actively root against him. I would root for my team, but I would not actively root against them.
You would want Jaden to play well and win that day.
Sure.
As long as he has less points than his quarterback.
And I'm doing everything within my power to have Jaden on all of my teams.
Right.
I'll just overdraft him.
Right.
That'll be the plan.
I don't believe it. But okay.
is it possible you'll give up on the Niners or no? It's just too deep in your heart.
He doesn't care.
And you say you root for the Nats. You might mildly root for the Nats because you like Rizzo.
Doesn't care as much.
But you're never going to give up on the Red Sox, even though it was Ernie's team.
I'm not as into the Red Sox as I was when I was in my 20s.
Will you abandon them?
No, I won't abandon them. But sports has changed so much. I mean, it's hard to follow these teams and it's hard to back them. And fantasy leagues have inundated my life.
We have two official Skins fans here.
He's dicey.
I mean, he's 2B. I mean, he's like fine. 1B.
That's okay.
Right?
He's
you're
way
the
down.
I'm the OG.
You did root for the Seahawks way back in the day. It's a mark on your record.
That's true. But, I mean, I think, you know, the last 35 years
you know what?
Speaks
sometimes
for itself.
We outgrow childish things.
Right.
For me, rooting for the Raiders was a childish thing.
It just took a lot
and
longer.
And I parted with it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If he has Jalen Hurts and Saquon on one of his teams next year, he's an Eagles fan for that.
Yeah. I can't double dip and have both those guys on my team. I'd be an idiot.
I'm just saying.
I can't do that.
All right, we got to get
out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.